Today, the Democratic candidate for governor in Maryland, Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, received the endorsement of a major gun control group, and it was not a surprise. The Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence has already run ads against Townsend's opponent, Republican Congressman Robert Ehrlich. But the group's support is getting more attention because of the sniper attacks in the Washington, D.C. area. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Kathleen Kennedy Townsend and Bob Ehrlich have clear differences on a wide range of issues. But with children virtually locked inside their schools and local and national news dominated by the coverage of the sniper, gun control has emerged as a key issue. Townsend, whose father and uncle were felled by assassins' bullets, has not been shy about raising the subject and attacking her opponent.
I have been for common sense gun law measures for many, many years, with good reason. I've seen the destruction of guns. And he has not, in fact, taken really the opposite viewpoint. So I think it's important for the voters to know the distinction, and people are much more interested today than they would have been probably 6 months ago.
It was already a tight race in Maryland. Despite her name recognition, 8 years in statewide office, and millions of dollars in the bank, Townsend had been running what critics call a lackluster campaign. She had not been able to pull away from Ehrlich in this overwhelmingly Democratic state, a state that hasn't elected a Republican governor since Spiro Agnew in 1966. Ehrlich got himself into a bit of hot water when he said that as governor he would review Maryland's gun laws, questioning in particular the state's ballistic fingerprinting law, which some in Washington believe should become a model for federal policy. That gave advocates of gun control an opening to run ads like this one by the Brady campaign.
Please call Mr. Ehrlich. Tell him we don't want Uzis, AK-47s, and cheap handguns in our neighborhoods. Ask him to support the sensible proposals of the Brady campaign and the Million Mile March. Thank you.
And then came the sniper attacks. Ehrlich concedes gun control has become a legitimate campaign issue, but says Townsend and her allies have been exploiting voters' fears in the wake of the shootings.
Where people draw the line and what people, I think, are recoiling from to some extent is the politics that get brought to a mass murder potential international terrorist incident like the sniper story. They clearly draw the line there.
Amy Stillwell, communications director for the Brady campaign, disagrees.
I think it's absolutely appropriate to continue to talk about the issues. We were talking about them before. This is a terrible, terrible tragedy, and the questions that are raised need to be answered. Who's the shooter? How did he get the gun? What could have prevented this from happening? What other tools does law enforcement need to prevent things like this from happening in the future? One thing we do know would be helpful is ballistic fingerprinting. So we feel like we do need to talk about these things.
Ehrlich doubts whether gun control will determine who will win the November election, but he refuses to back down from his skepticism of the effectiveness of the current gun laws.
I never said, nor do I propose, a rollback. But I do propose, in a very serious way, particularly given the fact Maryland's the third most violent state in the country, an analysis and a new partnership with law enforcement and trying to ascertain why some of these programs that were sold to the public as gun safety, crime safety programs, have not contributed to a better Maryland.
Opponents say Ehrlich's record on guns contains other faults, pointing to his vote against a ban on so-called Saturday night specials as a state legislator, and several votes against banning assault weapons. Elections officials fear the real impact of the sniper story may not be who wins or loses, but whether or not anxious voters leave their homes to vote on Election Day. To combat this, they're promising police protection at voting booths in the area. Brian Naylor, NPR News.